This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Security forces in Myanmar fired on protesters on Sunday, killing at least 18 people and leaving more than 30 others injured. According to the UN Human Rights Office, it is the deadliest day of demonstrations since the February 1st military coup. The office spokesperson, Ravina Shamdasani, said in a statement, quote, "Throughout the day, in several locations throughout the country, police and military forces have confronted peaceful demonstrations using lethal force and less than lethal force." The statement also called on the military to immediately halt the use of force against peaceful protesters. The new U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, tweeted, "We stand in solidarity with the people of Burma who have displayed determination and courage in rejecting the military coup." Fighters thought to belong to the notorious Allied Democratic Forces militia killed 10 civilians in two overnight attacks in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. That's according to the Army on Sunday. Army spokesman Lieutenant Jules Ngongo said ADF fighters decapitated 8 villagers in the village of Boyo in the northeast Ituri province and shot dead 2 civilians in Kainama. He added soldiers were in pursuit of the attackers. Local officials confirmed the 2 attacks, adding that houses were also burned in the violence. Hong Kong police say 47 Hong Kong Democrats and activists have been charged with 1 count each of conspiracy to commit subversion, the charge falling under the new national security law. You can read the full story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. An internal U.S. government report obtained by the New York Times says Ethiopia is conducting a systematic campaign of ethnic cleansing. The campaign is under the cover of war in the Tigray region. The region is an area largely controlled by Amhara militias in the northern part of the country. According to the Times, the report finds that Ethiopian officials and allied fighters from the neighboring Amhara region are deliberately and efficiently rendering Western Tigray ethnically homogenous through the organized use of force and intimidation. The officials and militia moved into Tigray in support of Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in a statement Saturday that the United States is gravely concerned by reports of atrocities and overall deteriorating situation in the Tigray. Saudi columnists said on Sunday Saudi Arabia's sovereignty is a red line. The nation is ramping up rhetoric in defense of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman after a U.S. intelligence report implicated him in the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Prince Mohammed, who is the de facto ruler of the U.S.-allied Gulf powerhouse, has denied any involvement in the 2018 murder of Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The foreign ministries of the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Kuwait are now expressing support for Saudi Arabia. Kuwait's foreign ministry said Saudi Arabia plays an important role regionally and internationally in its rejection of violence and extremism. Khashoggi, a columnist for the Washington Post, was murdered inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul in October 2018, and a number of top Saudi officials were arrested in connection with the case. Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels on Sunday claimed the attempted strikes had targeted neighboring Saudi Arabia overnight and threatened more attacks as fighting in the civil war escalates. Houthi rebels have intensified operations against the kingdom as airstrikes by the Saudi-led military coalition pound rebel positions in the north of Yemen in a bid to stop their offensive to seize the government's last northern stronghold of Marib. Infectious disease experts are expressing concern about Pope Francis's upcoming trip to Iraq. They are citing a sharp rise in coronavirus infections there, a fragile healthcare system, and the unavoidable likelihood that Iraqis will crowd to see him. No one wants to tell the Pope not to make the March trip, and the Iraqi government has every interest in welcoming him to the country for the first time. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.